sure that Secretary Russell is going to survive him. He couldn't agree more. He realized, he says that he had talked, apparently he's talked to you about it.
Yes, completed it.
And he said, I just told him, he says, the president has got to get the credit for this thing.
Absolutely.
And I said, well, now, we've done some thinking about it. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it right at the last. We're not going to tell anybody because you just can't get the military to raise hell and so forth. Actually, we may think in terms of a little more or something like that. But I guess, he said that's exactly the way to do it. And he said, you're going to tell me a thing and I don't want to know a thing. But he said, that's exactly the way he thinks we should do it.
Good.
He said, don't tell anybody anything. Don't tell them a thing. And he says, if you can up figure a little, he says, that just, it's great. He said, the whole plan, Henry, is will work. Only, however, if we can, first, secrecy is the thing. And the other thing is, we've got to be sure that it doesn't screw up the South Vietnamese too much. But why would it?
Well, what we have to do is, if you say till December 1st, we have to pull out more in October and November. We promised you we'd have upward of 200,000 in there. That is on October 7th, which is
the election. You don't say how much per month.
Exactly.
We just simply say,
at the rate of. Oh, we don't have to say 100,000. You just say 100,000.
No, I just simply say we will reduce 100,000 by December 1st.
But we wouldn't even say the rate. Let's not say it enough. Because it's a little more.
In other words, you've got to build completely on this. No argument, whatever. And he'll play the game. So we don't have to tell him anything. Out there, another three counties have to talk. It's a little bit interesting.
Well, we saw. We'll have a massive problem with Laird. And we'll also have a problem with. The one advantage of having agents in bunker there
in California
is to tell this that we can tell them, or at least we can tell bunker. The disadvantage is that it creates a big brouhaha
with Laird.
And it's, if you stretched it to January 1st, then you'd be at 12,500, and in practice, you still would do it that way, because by the, you would have everyone who's going out, out by December 15th because of Christmas. So, the one thing we may be able to do is to bring Laird in at the, just at the last moment. I have to see how we handled the, last time we did it with Bunker.
Right, Bunker just went to it.
But Bunker told you and Abram.
That's the way to do it, Henry.
And,
but then, more.
Was willing to take the heat for a massive bombing attack, can't get one damn strike off.
I haven't either. But here's the story, and I think it's a pitiful damn story. It sounds to me like cursing. You've heard it said. Let me spell it out a little more. The reason they won't do it is they said, well, these trucks are moving targets, and you've got to be able to see them ahead. Bullshit. Just cream the place. I mean, this idea that they're going to change trucks. Now, what the hell? I think that's ridiculous. Don't you think that gave it away? I think their test was whether or not they could see the trucks moving on the road.
They may still do it. They still have 36 hours to do it, but I'm beginning to doubt it.
You know, the thing that Bill says is a very interesting point, which you, of course, realize so clearly, is that the troop announcement itself is the best proof that Lopes was successful.
Yes.
It's all that we got. It's true, right?
But I think you can give a very thoughtful speech, doesn't have to be long.
No.
In which you say, this is, we believe Laos, and I wouldn't say anything about troop withdrawal at the beginning, I just say, we believe Laos has been a success for the following reasons. And you can give them some figures. Last year they put that much through. This year they've had to consume so much more Sheehan of Willis Laos. Just a few figures. They won't check them. I think we can make a most impressive case. As I told you yesterday, before I had the confirmation that they were pulling out, that I was actually, that once I worked through these intelligence figures, I got a more positive view than I had by working through the truck figures. Because
you see,
the truck figures don't tell you what's being consumed with
the plowing. The point, though, is this. They're going to be debating in Harvard 2 weeks as to whether Laos was or was not a success. In my view, you end the debate dramatically only by announcing a bigger premium.
That's why
I think is so right.
And then at the end of that presentation, you can say, and to express all my confidence in this, after the most careful study, we have decided to withdraw.
We can increase our troop withdrawal schedule.
And we will withdraw 100,000 troops by December 1st. We will increase the rate of troop withdrawal.
They don't even say how much, just say we will withdraw 100,000.
It should enable us to withdraw another 100,000 by December 1st.
Gotta do it.
We have no choice. You know my perspective.
Well, Henry, the whole point is
to go low now, and, and this is still...
But on the other hand, you gotta remember this. It's your point. And everything for you, even everything for the military, even everything they've asked, are up and down the line. Now, we haven't done it just for the sake of proving it. We've done it because we think it's right. We also have to realize, as you pointed out, that the time has now come for us to look to a bigger picture for all the reading of the RIN and all the rest, all these things, and also whether or not we survive is going to depend upon whether we hold public opinion. And we can do it with that.
And actually, if you can hold public opinion for some more months, will give you more maneuvering room. That has to be weighed in the balance by the North Vietnamese. I mean, a small withdrawal that triggers a big public debate is actually less useful, even from a diplomatic point of view, than if we get ahead of the power curve with the announcement. And so I think, all things considered, and basically it cannot make a hell of a lot of difference whether we pull out 20,000 more troops by December 1st or not. That's really all it amounts to, a difference of maybe 25,000. And they'll just have to swallow it. And I think they can. And it still gives us enough troops in the country to bargain about the remainder. Then I think early in May we ought to approach the North Vietnamese for another meeting.
You say that
Walters told you. Well, Walters has sent in a cable that he has a North Vietnamese contact to return.
This is 10 days ago.
About a week ago, who in turn had had a conversation with a North Vietnamese who just arrived from Hanoi, who says they're taking tremendous losses in Laos, worse losses than they suffered at DMP and Phu, and therefore they did suffer big losses, and that it's a terrible, tragedy that they're suffering, that so many of their best people are being killed. He just gave it as an account of the mood that the Russians are pulling away from them, that the Chinese can't supply all the goods. And there may be something in that, because Russians and the Chinese are really going at each other hammer and tongue again. And the Russians are accusing the Chinese of trying to get them into a war with us. And the Chinese are accusing the Russians of selling out and of starting an arms race. And the Russians are almost incoherent. The Russians have just published an article, which they've even distributed in English, saying the Chinese are getting a memorandum made for you, that the Chinese are trying to get them into a war with us so that the Chinese can inherit the world. Alternatively, they say the Chinese are creating enough nuclear weapons so that they can join with us against them. So their mentality is really...
They must have problems.
They have problems.
I think the whole communist world is in a hell of a shape. What do you think?
Well, I said in December when these Polish riots occurred, I thought they would start opening to us again. And with all zigzags, they've done it. Now they've got Polish problems, they're back. Oh, they've also declared that this Kosygin, that this evening of relations that started with Kosygin's visit, after the Ho Chi Minh funeral, which was in 69, that period is now over. So they are right back to where they were. And I think that there's a chance of a negotiation to some of them. Again, it's less than even, but it's...
It might be. Well, I think there's never been much negotiation, but I think we finally get down to the nut cutting. It's very much to their advantage to have a negotiation to get us the hell out and give us those prisoners.
That's right.
And we've got to do it. And you know, if they'll make that kind of a deal, we'll make that anytime they're ready.
Well, we've got to get enough time to get out. It's got to be, because we have to make sure that they don't knock the whole place over.
But
our problem is that if we get out, after all the suffering we've gone through, we can't have it knocked over brutally, to put it brutally, before the election.
That's right.
And
so that's why this strategy works pretty well, isn't it?
That's right. You see, the thing, as long as we keep our Air Force there, I think we do have these gunships. It's, of course, an absurdity that 12 gunships are accounting for 80% of the truck count, while hundreds of planes are roaming all over the bloody place.
Not that many planes aren't worth a damn for anything else. Is it awful?
Yeah.
12 gunships are coming for 80% of the truck counts.
Right.
C-47s or...
C-54s.
Jesus Christ, that gun's 25 years old.
Well, it's a modified version of the C-54, but it's... Supplies we know that have had to be consumed in the battle, I said this to Henry Hutton.
You're not going to supply figures on your shorts. What did you say, Mark?
And I talked to Henry Hutton. He called me a little while ago. And I said, I didn't give him any figures, but I said, look, just use common sense. 10 regiments that had to be fed for 2 months, that expend ammunition as if it were going out of style for 2 months. That has to be brought down somewhere, and that couldn't be sent down. If you add to it that they kept 40,000 troops in addition there in the whole area just to protect themselves against the possibility, which had to consume rice. The Sihanoukville was closed and they couldn't buy rice in Cambodia. Their supply situation this year has to be worse than last year. Hubbard said that's right. Because I don't know whether you're right.
Sure. Well, you saw the thing from the war, that's the way it works. Unless you've got a primary advantage. You know, if you think of the Germans in 1918, they're tremendous offensives against the British first and then against the French. And they pounded all the old man things. Lost the war. You know what I mean? And so even though they rolled them back, which they expended huge amounts of ammunition, they had more casualties than their defenders, and they lost the damn war.
But we didn't get to knock out this operation, but...
Sure, but Henry, but we didn't really expect it. You know, we knew it was a long shot.
But it's better than anything
it's
else.
About that. It's about what I thought it would be, maybe the shade better.
Shut up to 70% of what we could have done.
Well, it's had a hell of a track now. But and you know, the other point about getting out is it gets, as you said, gets the goddamn war off the television. That is good.
I mean, they can't have these helicopter pilots night after night. And it also, one couldn't know, of course, we'll have her up 2 weeks because as they disengage, we may lose another battalion or regiment here or there. But,
most of the other side is losing too.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The other side must have suffered incomparably greater losses than we should. It just cannot be any other way with the artillery we have, the air power, and the B-52.
Well, I'm going to hit hard on the fact, look, of course this is a withdrawal. It was a planned withdrawal. The purpose of the operation was not to occupy territory. It was to accomplish an objective. The objective is accomplished and they're leaving.
And you might also say, might consider saying that the reason we didn't give any exact dates of withdrawal is because nothing is more difficult than to disengage an army in combat, and we didn't want to give the enemy a target date towards which he could build.
Sure.